Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Awaken Radio. I am your host, Connie Chapman, and each week I speak with experts from all over the world on topics such as happiness, abundance, self-love, and following your heart. Awaken Radio is your online destination for wisdom and inspiration that will support you to live a life beyond your wildest dreams. Hello everyone and welcome to today's episode of Awaken Radio. I am so excited to be here with you today. This is my first official episode where I'm going to be speaking with a beautiful guest, and I'm just so thrilled to have this platform and this opportunity to be able to bring beautiful conversations to you and bring beautiful wisdom to you and speak to people and about topics that I absolutely love to speak about. So today I have a beautiful guest with me. Her name is Monica Cade, and she's a dear friend of mine, but she's also an intuitive life coach, and she guides people to live their life not based on their external circumstances, but rather to be themselves and to bring that to their life. She runs online programs, talks and workshops, and has interviewed over 200 of the world's thought leaders and business people on how they got to where they are. You can find her at monicacade.com, and she really is an absolutely beautiful, beautiful woman. Now, we're going to have Monica joining us in a moment. I'm just waiting for her to call in. And today, what we're going to be talking about is living from the heart. That's really the topic that we both felt we wanted to discuss. We wanted to come on here and talk to you about the difference between living from your heart and living from your head. So it's going to be a really, really beautiful conversation. Now, as this is my first episode having on a guest, I just need to check that Monica's not having any troubles joining us. So hopefully she's doing okay getting onto the line here. Okay, while we wait for Monica to join us, I wanted to share with you the intention that we both set for this call today. We both really wanted to be able to come on to this conversation and step into the unknown, which is, you know, what we're doing right now. I don't know if Monica's having any troubles getting on the line. I don't necessarily know what we're going to be talking about for the next half an hour. This is our chance to really just step into a space where we don't quite know what's going to happen, but we're connected to our heart. We're living from our heart. We are tuning into the feeling of what's guiding us and sharing from that space. We're just feeling into the moment. That's really what this is about. And it's funny, when I emailed Monica and I was like, what are we going to talk about? And I kind of shared a couple of my thoughts with her. And it was when I said this topic of living from the heart that she was like, yeah, I really feel that. That really resonates with me. And this is what, you know, you'll hear us talk more about, is that when you're really connected to your heart, you know what's right for you based on how you feel. It's the feeling that guides you to make every decision that you make with everything that you do. And as long as you're staying connected to yourself and your feeling and the present moment, so you're staying connected to what's happening in this moment, then you'll be able to let that feeling guide you in your decision. And I'm so excited. I've just seen Monica's name pop up. So I'm going to bring her on the line so I don't have to keep talking by myself. All right. Hi, Monica, are you there?
I'm here. How are you going?
I'm well. How are you? Did you have any troubles getting on?
Yes. Look, I have to say that there were a few technical difficulties there. It was asking me all these questions, and I was like, oh, my God, why is this happening? But it's okay.
Because I'm not sure if you could hear me, but while I was waiting for you, I was talking about this whole essence of us just fully jumping into the unknown and not even knowing what was going to happen. And I was sort of sitting here talking, thinking, I don't even know if she's going to come on the line. But that's, you know, that's really the essence of us living from our heart, is really just showing up in this moment, doing what we feel to do, and then trusting that it's all going to work out.
Yeah, totally. And sometimes, I mean, not in this situation, but, like, you know, jumping into the unknown, it can be scary, you know, because it's not, you don't know what's going to happen. So it's just allowing it to unfold moment by moment.
But I think that, I would say, for me personally, it's been, that's been the biggest thing that's actually, at different points in my life, stopped me following my heart. Like, for example, you know, for me to come on here and create this show, there's so much that my head could have come up with reasons and excuses as to why, you know, I couldn't do it or it wasn't the right thing to do. But in order for me to follow my heart and do what I felt I would love to do, I had to go into that unknown. And so have you found, I mean, I'm sure you have, because I know your journey a little bit as well. Do you find that happens with you, that you, like, your head, you know, interferes with your ability to do what you love and dive into that unknown?
Yeah, it's interesting. It's funny you ask that question, because I was reflecting on some things that are happening in my life at the moment, and even yesterday, you know, things were coming up. And I found that, especially in the beginning part of my journey, of really following the feeling and going with what my heart says and not letting my head interfere, it was difficult. My head would interfere so much. It was just like, as soon as you make the decision, you feel great, and then 2 seconds after, like, your head comes in and goes, oh no, you can't do this, who do you think you are, you can't afford that, like, comes up with all these silly excuses. And but what I'm noticing now, I'm able to not listen to it. Like, I'm just the observer of what comes up and don't give it my attention. And, I mean, yesterday I had something come up and I was like, oh, I can't do that. What about if I want to do this later on or something like that? And I stayed with how I was feeling about it, because it was a relevant thought for me at the moment, but it kind of subsided after that, you know, after I just let it be there without having to give it my attention.
Do you think that I think in order to do that, so much of it is being able to stay present, like being able to stay present to notice the feeling that's there and then notice the thoughts that come in and not get caught up in the thoughts?
Yeah, that's so true. Because I guess when you're following the feeling or listening to your heart, it is about the initial feeling, and then anything that comes in after that from your head is just there to hijack it. And it's being present is the key. That's it. You know, as soon as the thought comes in, just come back to being in the moment and allowing whatever thoughts want to be there, but, you know, give your attention to being in the here and now.
For me, it's also like I've had to strengthen my relationship with knowing what that feeling feels like as well, because I think, you know, our head is so familiar and it's, you know, it's logical and it makes so much sense and it's so, can give us the pros and cons and looks at all the evidence in our lives. And for me to be able to live from my heart, it's been to have a very strong relationship with that feeling, to know what it feels like when something is true for me, when I feel like it's a heart-driven decision. And I guess, you know, I think it's something, I find this with my clients, people are like, how do I know? You know, how do I know it's my heart? How do I know it's right for me? And like, if I were to think about how I would describe that feeling, I would describe it as a sense of knowing. I would describe it as a feeling of it's like a happy-ish feeling, but it's not like this over bubbly excited feeling. It's almost just like a light kind of a light happiness to it, but kind of from a really gentle place, and it's a sense of knowing, and it's almost like you just know, but you don't necessarily need to give a reason why. What's your kind of, I mean, I'm even struggling to put words to it. How would you like describe the feeling for you?
I know that that's something that like I struggled with a while ago in that's the word I'm not going to use today. knowing the difference between, is it my head speaking or is it like, is this a genuine feeling of I would love to do this? And it definitely is a knowing. It's not like you can understand it. It's like, you know what? It's effortless. It comes up and you make the decision without actually going to make the decision, if that makes sense. So you're not going, okay, well, am I going to do this or not? It just flows and it's so effortless and light. And that's not to say, like, whatever the decision is, that you're not going to have to do some work towards it or, like, take action on certain things. But it's not like it's a struggle. You're not, you know, when things kind of, something comes to you and then you take action towards it and then you're faced with, like, a roadblock or a challenge constantly one after the other, you kind of have to check in and see why that's happening, you know, and just observe that and see, you know, maybe did you misread the feeling? Or it's interesting, I was just watching one of the webisodes of Amir Zoghi, and he mentioned about, you know, why are you doing it? And just ask yourself that question until you get to the feeling. And I think that's actually a pretty good way of determining whether it is real and you know.
I love that you share that, because I was just watching that same episode literally before I came on here. So we were probably watching it at the same time. I think that's a really beautiful distinction. When you start to, I know we're probably talking at it from the perspective of trying to understand it, and that's, I think I'm just sharing it from that perspective to support people who this is still a new conversation for them. But when, you know, almost to understand the distinction of what it's like when that decision, and we're talking about decisions, but I think that's really when, you know, you are having to step up and live from your heart, is when you're in those moments where you're being called to make a decision or you're being called to do something. But that the different energy of the head, which our mind is very much, it has its reasons why, and it can justify why something's the right thing to do, and it makes sense. And as Amir often shares, there's an agenda there. So there's a sort of something you're trying to get out of it or gain or attain from pursuing that. Is that kind of how you describe, you know, what it's like when you're making those decisions from your head?
Yeah, it's definitely like that, and it becomes very heavy, and you kind of you think a lot about it, and then you kind of you question yourself, you judge yourself, you're kind of going, is this right, is this wrong? Whereas really, like, when it's from the heart, it really does flow, and it just has this lightness to it, and you feel light. It's not like you feel heavy doing it. I think that's probably, you know, when you're first kind of becoming aware of head and heart and which is which, I think that's probably the best way you can differentiate between the two, by going, okay, well, how am I feeling right now? Am I feeling light, or are you feeling heavy? Because when it's from the head, it's not really light. It's kind of noisy as well.
My God, that's so true. I actually completely forgot about that. That's something I use a lot, is that that difference simply between heavy and light. Like, I think that can even just be such a clear indicator.
Yeah, exactly. Another thing I feel in kind of the decision-making part, if you were to break it down more, I noticed the other day was sometimes you're not sure if you should do something. So then I thought, okay, well, what if I didn't do it? How would I feel? And I got my answer immediately. You know, it's kind of recognizing sometimes you might not know which to choose, but then just ask yourself, okay, well, if I didn't do this, how would I feel? And, you know, there's going to be an indication of something there for you. So, and ultimately, I don't think we can ever really make the wrong decision. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. I think the initial, if it comes to you, you're meant to experience it, whether it's experience making the decision or experience creating something or whatever it is. And whichever one you choose is going to be the right one for that moment. And it's going to lead you to wherever you need to go to pick up whatever you need to pick up for your journey. That's how I feel about it.
It's so true, and it so comes back to that way of living in the unknown where you don't necessarily know where that step's taking you and how it's going to connect to something else or how it's part of the bigger picture. And I think a part of that is being willing. It's almost, I know in coming weeks I'm going to be chatting to another guest about the concept of surrender, but just to touch on that a little bit, it's almost saying like, almost handing the reins over a little bit. I know that sounds a bit drastic, but kind of saying, I don't know how this is going to unfold. Maybe it doesn't need to go according to my plan, what I think I need. How about I just stay present and just trust that when something needs to happen, I'll be guided to it. And if nothing needs to happen, then I don't need to do anything. And if I can't see how A is connected to B, then it doesn't matter. That will be revealed when I need to know.
Yeah, I agree. I think that, you know, when you were just speaking just before this point, which I'll get back to here, but I was reading Life by Paulo Coelho the other day, and there was this quote in it, and I'm going to paraphrase it because I can't quite remember it, but it was just saying that, you know, when you jump in to a decision, basically, you have no idea where it's going to take you, and it's going to take you to a place beyond what you could possibly imagine for yourself. So it's just about jumping into that unknown and surrendering. Like, it was talking about a stream, so like just going with the stream, you know, who knows where it can take you, but it's gonna, you know, that you might know some of the places it will take you, but it will bring you so many more things. And I think by trying to figure it out, you start to limit yourself because, you know, you're closing yourself off to what other potential things could happen. And I think on the surrendering part, it's totally about that, you know. You've just got to go, you know, I would love to do this and I feel like this is the right decision for me to make right now, and I don't know how it's going to turn out, but you know what? I'm going to do it anyway and then see what happens. And if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. Because I think, you know, if we look back on our own journeys, I know for myself, I can't ever say that it never worked out. You know, a particular thing that I did may not have worked out in terms of, well, what the world might think as successful, but it's not like anything bad has happened. Something has always turned out, you know, it just unfolds as it should, and you can never go wrong in a way.
It actually just reminded me, I got an email from someone the other day because I sent a newsletter out about doing what you love and just deciding, you know, making this decision to really go out and do what it is that your heart's calling you towards and what it is that you love. And a beautiful person wrote back to me and she was like, you know, I keep hearing all of you guys talk about this concept of, you know, just doing what you love and following your heart. But she's like, how? She's like, so can you just describe exactly how you do this? You know, what was your journey and what steps did you take? And I haven't actually written back to her yet, but I was kind of just sitting with what she wrote and what I kind of felt about it. And I think that's where we get so tripped up, is we need to know exactly how it's going to happen and to see how the path is going to unfold. And I feel like I keep coming back to this point, but I think that so much of it is you just have to make that decision that you're going to follow what you love. And if that feeling comes to you to do that, then you do that. And it's almost like the how's irrelevant. You can't model someone else's how, and you can't say, well, because that person did it that way, I'm going to do it that way, and that means it will work for me. And I love what you touched on before, is that following what your heart wants may not mean that you end up living a life that society expects, you know, where you have these external measures of success in the way that people think you need to, or you meet the expectations of your parents, or whatever it is. It may mean that life becomes a bit unconventional, but I guess that's the decision that you have to make when you commit to following your heart.
Yeah, it's spot on. The how is like, there's no how, there's no process, and I know that I actually used to use the how a lot before. I was like, but how is this going to happen? Like, okay, yeah, I get it, but how? And I couldn't get past the how. Recently, I only noticed, actually yesterday, I was like, I'm not asking myself how, because I feel like I'm just allowing to be moved by whatever the feeling is. And that's not to say that in the beginning it wasn't scary, because I feel like you mentioned, you know, the girl was saying that there's this concept of, you know, doing what you love. That's not to say just because you do what you love that your life's going to be easy peasy, like, you know, blissful. I mean, yeah, it will be blissful, but it's not like, I think there can be a bit of a misconception about that. So it's, I'm sure there'll be things that come up for people. I know for me, when I was making big decisions, I, you know, would go through all this emotion coming up, and it was scary, but then I'd plunge into it, and it's like that fear, because that's all it is, and the fear comes from the mind. It all kind of just dissipated over time or immediately, depending on whatever it was. And I think it's like you said, just make the decision to follow that feeling, and the rest kind of sorts itself out. But don't think about it, because once you start thinking about it, that's just your head coming in trying to tell you that you've done something wrong, or that you should have done this, or all that stuff. And it's kind of a bit of a trial and error, you know. You sometimes make these decisions and you fall flat on your face and then you get back up. But it's not like, it's a learning experience. It's not a bad thing that it might not work out how you thought it was going to, because it worked out as it's supposed to. And in regards to living a life that's not conventional, I think in our society we base our lives on what other people think it should be like. So, you know, really we should just be doing what we want to do, and who cares what it looks like to other people. If you're doing what you love and experiencing joy, and just, you know, if you're doing what you love, does it really matter what other people think? Does it matter if you become a well-known person? Does it matter if you just have a successful business, but, you know, it's not worldwide? Or, you know, does it matter if you just become, if you have family and that's what you choose to do? It doesn't really matter at all, the form of it. It's just doing what you feel and not looking so much on what everyone else thinks.
Yeah, and it's definitely kind of letting go of that outcome a bit too, like what even is the end outcome you're striving for? I mean, it doesn't even really matter as long as you're just showing up. Because I think I know this happened to me, and we spoke about that just before, about the ego sort of hijacking it, which is you start off with this intention of this thing that you would love to do and that you love to create, and then the ego kind of weaves its way in, your mind kind of comes in and starts sneakily making it about that outcome, and, you know, how are people responding to it? Are people enjoying what you're doing? And, you know, you start getting feedback and it starts becoming about the end result. So, you know, if I use the example of writing, or, you know, even this radio show or anything I'm creating, it starts off with this beautiful, pure intention that I just do it because I love it. And, you know, if you're not really aware, if you're becoming too caught up in the actual doing of what you're doing, and you're not becoming really present to how you're feeling while you're doing it, your attention can actually drift from the experience of doing it because you love it onto, you know, how is this being received or what outcome? Am I getting recognized and known for my work or am I not, you know?
Yeah. I think as soon as you start to become about the outcome, you've lost touch with why you love to do it. Because when you initially start out with something, you might not. I think if it's a pure intention and it's coming from your heart, you're not going to set out. It's not going to. You don't start something because, oh, I want to build this to become the best program ever, or I want to start this radio show in order to have 10,000 listeners per month. These things might happen later on, and if they do, that's great. But I'm sure that when the feeling came up, it didn't go, hey, I'm just going to use you as an example for the moment. you don't mind, do you?
No, not at all. Use me away.
but I'm sure, like, when the radio show came to you, it wasn't like, okay, I'm going to start this so I can get 10,000 listeners by the end of the month, and then, you know what, and all this other stuff's going to happen from that. You just felt that you would love to do this and interview people that you inspire you or that you're interested in or you feel have something worthwhile to share with other people and just kind of share that around with everyone. I mean, only you know what inspired you, but I'm sure it wasn't the outcome of where this might go.
And that's spot on, and I think that's a really cool way for people to use that as just a bit of an inner monitor to notice, you know, what's going on when you're making these decisions, because that's exactly right. I have zero concern about how this all kind of unfolds and where it goes. It was just that initial feeling of something that, you know, I was doing my live calls with my transformation project and found I really enjoyed sharing this information by speaking. And then I also knew that I really enjoyed connecting with other people who had beautiful information to share. And, you know, I do it with you and I do it with my other girlfriends. We'll just catch up and end up having these phenomenal conversations. And you just go, oh, it'd be amazing for other people to be able to hear these conversations too. And that was really all it was. And it was just this feeling of, cool, let's put that on a platform. But, you know, I'm aware of times this happened in the past. You can start to catch yourself if, say, for example, my following did grow on here and all of a sudden then the head comes in and goes, okay, so we better start setting monthly targets and then create a plan about how we're going to get this out via social media and interview that really high-profile person so that you can build the following, and you notice that's when the head starts to come in.
Yeah, exactly. And there's nothing wrong, I think, with wanting to share your content, but it's not about the outcome or the end result. It's about the way you feel when you're doing whatever it is that you choose to do.
Yeah, I love that you just raised that, because I wanted to bring that up, because I know we're both receiving mentoring with Amir, so we probably will be bringing parallels up around that work a bit. But I just want to distinguish the difference between, like, doing what you love and being it, because there's so much of this do what you love type of talk being thrown around, and, you know, little affirmations stuck up everywhere. And I think it's beautiful, and I definitely recommend we all do what we love, but I think it then places a lot of emphasis on the doing. And people, I find this a lot with my clients, they'll kind of think about, well, what do I love to do, and what career could I do that I would love, and it kind of becomes all about the action of the love versus, you know, what Amir shares, which is you love doing that thing because you love who you're being while you're doing it, and you love the space that you connect to in yourself. You love that feeling of flow or being present or being, you know, having creative energy flowing through you or feeling inspired, you know, whatever it is. Do you have anything on that you wanted to share? Because I think it's a really interesting distinction.
I think our world is so much about the doing, and I feel like it takes a bit of time to kind of, it's like rewire your brain almost to not want to do, because it is so much like, okay, well, I've got to do this. And yeah, it's like our society builds us up into becoming someone rather than being who we already are, and then bringing that to what we love to do, which inspires, which makes us feel alive and inspires us and everything. So I think, yeah, it's not about finding like a career path that you would love to do. I mean, it's part of it, but it's more about what you're going to bring to what you do. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if I really answered that question, but yeah.
Do you mean what, like who you're, like what you're bringing from inside of you? Like, is that how you would, how would you, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good question. What I mean is, yeah, it's just that. So like, you know, I'm Monica and I'm going to bring myself to whatever it is that I do, and no one else can bring that. And it's the same for everyone. So we focus so much on becoming someone and finding something that, yeah, we'd love to do, and then we do whatever it is we need to do and make a career out of that. And then we kind of mold ourselves to fit a particular title or a particular role or fit into a specific group of people, and we kind of forget to just be ourselves.
Yeah.
So I think what I'm trying to say is to be yourself and just bring that to what you love. It's simple. And I think when it's very simple, sometimes the mind is like, what? That's too simple. I can't, no, she's so wrong right there.
I just think that's a really beautiful point, because that again, it's just that reminder to just come back to now and just be present now and be aware of who you're being now. Be connected to yourself and bring all of yourself to what you do. You know, because it does, our world is so structured around doing, we just keep doing, and forgetting that we have this beautiful moment now to just appreciate and be in, and that we can actually change the quality of that moment and the experience of that doing by bringing a different aspect of, or by bringing the whole of ourselves to that thing, rather than constantly, as you were kind of saying, striving to become some person, which is this real future kind of doing process.
Yeah, so much. I found just today and yesterday especially, you know, when there's a lot of things to be done, like even today I was doing a few emails and things, and then I kind of got distracted and started on something else, and then I went back to the thing that I was doing, and then I thought, hang on a second, just give yourself fully to one thing. And that's the same as like being in the moment and in general our lives. Like we think that we've got to arrive somewhere, but we forget that this moment right now, this is us living. There's nowhere else you and I need to be but here having this conversation. And it's really about enjoying this moment that we're sharing. And then whatever comes after, it's going to come after it. We don't need to think about it. So, yeah, exactly right. Bring all of yourself to whatever you're doing.
Beautiful. I love that. Well, this conversation has just gone so quickly and time has completely flown, but we've actually sort of reached the end of the time that we have together today. But I'm just wondering, is there anything else that you felt to share kind of on this topic of, I feel like we've had a really beautiful conversation around this and really dived into so many different aspects of it, but is there anything else that you felt to share about this kind of topic of living from the heart?
I feel like the only other thing I would say is that it is such a beautiful journey once you start following the feeling, and in the beginning it might for some people be a bit scary, but it's so worthwhile. So I highly encourage it.
It's awesome. Well, I know we're both on a bit of a journey together, and I've been watching your journey as your friend, and it's just, yeah, it's incredible to see how deep you can go and the types of powerful experiences you can have, and then the types of synchronicity and effortless manifestation that can unfold in your external world when you really commit to living this way. So I'm so enjoying sharing the journey with you, and I've so enjoyed talking to you about this today. So thank you so much for being here.
Well, likewise. Thanks so much, Connie. I had a great time.
It's been so nice, so nice. Well, I will say goodbye to you, my darling. I hope you have a beautiful afternoon.
Thank you, you too, and thanks for having me again.
My pleasure, and I'll say goodbye to everyone who's been joining us today, and I look forward to speaking to you guys again on the next episode of Awaken Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Bye.